Pacifica communities in New Zealand are relieved the dark days of the 1970s dawn raids have at last been formally acknowledged. Pacifica families originally flocked to Aotearoa to fill a labour shortage until an economic downturn pitted them as the scapegoat. They were deported and forced out of what they had come to know as home. Nearly 50 years on, Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern on Sunday delivered an unreserved sorry to those who were left traumatised for life. Marina Whangaiawamola was there.
Auckland Town Hall filled to the brim for a day that will go down in the history of Aotearoa New Zealand. Thousands congregating in silence at the moment the Prime Minister apologises for a racist immigration policy that tore apart a proud people. Labour MP Anahilaka Nongata'a Suisuiki cries loudly in despair as that Ie Tonga, or fine mat, is draped onto Ms Ardern. The Ie Tonga covering her, contemporary practice of Ifonga, a traditional Samoan display of reconciliation, reserved for those who've perpetrated serious crimes. Then, elders of the Pasifika community removed the Ie Tonga from Ms Ardern's head as a symbol of forgiveness.
The government expresses its sorrow, remorse and regret that the dawn raids and random police checks occurred and that these actions were ever considered appropriate. Our government conveys to the future generations of Aotearoa that the past actions of the Crown were wrong and that the treatment of your ancestors was wrong.
A range of speakers then reflected on their dawn raids experiences, including Tue Sulu Brown. She was recognised by the New Zealand Order of Merit as a pioneer of Ngangana Samoa being taught in the country's classrooms. She says those who couldn't speak fluent English were immediate targets of police.
We lived in Ponsonby, and for what I can remember, it was none of my kids ever were stopped. I guess because they could say, you know, vocalise and speak English. And me and my husband were never stopped, and yet we were sort of brown.
She says whilst the dawn raids represent dark clouds in Pasifika history, it's time to move on.
I hope that all the people who were actually, went through that pain, their families would accept it, because we have chosen New Zealand as our home.
More than 7,000 people signed a petition asking for an apology and for the dawn raids to be part of the school curriculum. And last night it was announced that resources will indeed be provided to teach about the raids in schools in Kura. $2.1 million will be put into academic and vocational scholarships for Pasifika communities here. $1 million will go to training courses for delegates from Samoa, Tonga, Tuvalu and Fiji. Benji Timu, who organised the petition with Josiah Tuala'ali'i, is delighted.
Yeah, definitely a victory for people power, but also, you know, it's not just about Josiah and I making this petition, it's actually about all the people coming together and you know, come here to be seen, pretty much.
Benji Timu says he respects the government for fulfilling his petition's wishes.
It's actually so much easier than it looks. So, you know, with all the sort of bureaucracies and all the politics and stuff, you know, put that to the side and really just go straight on.
He stops to shed a tear for those who couldn't see the fruits of their labour.
Yeah, I'm emotional now, just trying to hold it in. Bawling my eyes out, honestly, just in the crowd. Just thinking about like people in the past, you know, those who aren't here with us anymore, and I guess for those people who saw this as a normal thing.
In a gift-giving ceremony known as the Sua, larger fine mats were given to the attending Tongan princess Melesio Ilikutapu Kalanyu Valufoto Fili. Rugby legend La Auli Sir Michael Jones was very moved by the apology.
I think the symbolism of the Prime Minister here under the Ie Tonga and that Ifonga process and the lifting of that and the hugging and the, I thought that was the moment there to me.
E whawhanga whānau a Manu Whelelei i funga la au, a e whawhanga whānau a tangata i upu matala. The birds feed their young ones with tree blossoms and flowers. The parents feed their children with words and stories handed down from generation to generation through our oral histories. And indeed, it is a history entrenched forever as the government finally said sorry for the Dawn Raids.